of Wildy and Tausch begins now. And I hate it when you do this, old boy. Because now that you tease this, now everybody in the YouTube comments, now I'm getting tweets. They want to do tomorrow's show now.
Yeah, I don't blame them. It's not how we roll.
Well, we're trying to space out the Packers topics. No, but here, you know, I've got... let me make sure that I give credit where it's due. Green Bay G. I feel like you should be required to put your full name on these. C.J. Stroud last year had a really, really good rookie season too, right? And we saw C.J. Stroud come to Lambeau Field, and we thought he stunk, right? And he did for a good chunk of the season. You know, they obviously won a playoff game, but I don't know, Jim.
Didn't throw as many picks as Jordan Love in the playoffs.
No, it's true. But
Philly, no, that's not fair. Philly forced that.
That's what I heard. The stat is
on
still
this very
the
program.
Stat.
No, it's not Jordan's fault. That's
Malik
Heath fault.
Running that route at the wrong depth.
I did not say that.
No, you literally said that exact thing. Jason, am I crazy? Is that not what he just said?
Check the tape. Check the
tape.
That's
not what I said. What I said
was... You did.
But you did.
I said Philadelphia's defense forced turnovers. It wasn't all on Jordan Love.
That's not what you said, but okay.
Okay.
Not going to fight.
Tennessee.
I did my fighting at the 9 o'clock hour, not in 11.
Tennessee Volunteers women's basketball. All right. I think it's worthwhile because I understand that the season is over regardless, and the poll question becomes a little bit moot, obviously, because what really matters is whether or not your team made it to the Super Bowl, and the Packers didn't do that. But the folks that are saying they feel better about the playoff exit, Tausch, have now pulled out. They were in the cellar by a long distance. And now the breakdown is feel the same, doesn't matter, 70.9%. I figured that would win. Worse, 14.9%. Better, 14.1%. Could someone explain to me what has happened in the postseason to make you feel better about the Packers punching out of the playoffs?
Because Schadenfreude.
Looking at what the Washington Commanders, I almost called them the Washington Generals, the Washington Commanders have done, I got to think you, why wouldn't you feel worse and feel like your team could have done that unless you're convinced that they're just not that good?
It's a Schadenfreude deal. The fact that Detroit, Minnesota, your big rivals, both fell flat on their face and nobody in the NFC North won a game in the playoffs. That's the only reason you'd feel better. You don't feel better about Green Bay. Like, if you're looking at this thing realistically, you know this was a missed opportunity year, but I can't argue with Mo. Mo said it best when he said, what do you expect? This is who they were all season. Why would they all of a sudden change?
Yeah, he is right about that.
You know, his whole thing hit me hard when he's talking about, yeah, you eat ice cream and cookies and you expect to have a six-pack. That couldn't sum it up better. It's the best analogy of 2025. 100% right.
A lot of ball game left, but yes.
All of a sudden you think, oh, yeah, my six-pack's going to pop. I'm going to keep wolfing down salty cow ice cream. Trust me, I've seen that movie. There ain't no six-pack coming.
More free ice cream.
Green Bay turns it over. They're sloppy. Ice cream doesn't count. Ice cream is exempt. All this stuff, and all of a sudden we think because they play Philly in the playoffs, they're going to all of a sudden – be tight with everything and play great, solid, sound football?
Yeah.
What are we, you know, shame on me. Mo money. Mo hit it right on the head. So for all of us that feel like, well, there was missed opportunity, no. We weren't good enough to take advantage of the opportunity. What do I say about luck and hard work and opportunity? You know that saying better than I do.
I do.
When preparation meets opportunity. That's not luck. That's what you say you work. And in this case, we did what we did. That's not the right quote anyway.
It is.
But
it is luck is when preparation meets opportunity. That is the quote. You nailed it.
There's some essence of that. My point is, you don't win championships on luck. You need some luck to steer you, but you have to be good enough to take advantage of that luck. This team wasn't. And they weren't all year. And for some reason, I thought
themselves.
When they take their shirts off on the beach and they don't have swim shirts on, they're going to be popping six-packs. Well, they had dad bod because there's too many sweets and not enough push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups. That's what the Packers season was this year.
31 flavors, not 31 workouts. Am I right?
It is a sassy cow ice cream. You called it salty cow. I've heard it both ways.
No, the ice cream that I love at Sassy Cow is Salty Cow. So please rescind your condescension
to me,
Jesse.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I like the peanut butter pie
I don't understand.
Flavor that they have.
I've said for years Salty Cow is my favorite ice cream. I've said that for years.
I just thought you were saying the name of the company wrong the whole time.
No, I'm not going to give free advertising out. You just did.
Guilty.
You said ice cream was exempt.
I'm trying to not be ornery, but Jesse keeps putting me in a position to be ornery. I don't want to be.
You are definitely ornery.
He's calling me out on stuff that's just completely absurd. Then he's telling me things he didn't say he just said 5 minutes ago.
I agree with you. It's a good spot. Maybe we should go there today to cheer you up a little bit. Bring the family.
Nah, it's too chilly.
It's a perfect day for ice cream.
I'm going to Quick Trip to get that big bag of soup. I get that warmed up. It's a soup day for old T today.
All right. We need to get to trivia. I want to read this text from JJ in Poinette on the Wilde and Tausch carbless talk and text line. Liss is more. I definitely feel worse. It's clear that our division's apparent strength was mostly the result of how bad the NFC West and AFC South are. We couldn't beat two teams that both got smoked in the playoffs. Goff and Darnold finally turned into pumpkins. That, JJ, is exactly what I thought most Packers fans were going to be feeling. That is exactly what prompted my question. Precisely. And maybe, I guess I misread the room. Because that's how I would feel. Because the NFC North being the best division in football, Tausch, was that a figment of our imagination? Was that, as JJ, I think correctly, in my opinion, points out, that the AFC South, hey, helped to play all those AFC South teams because they're all bad. Houston won that division at, what, 10-7?
Hey, no. Let's not overreact to everything.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do.
The regular season is different than the postseason. The NFC North was the best division by far during the regular season. And in the postseason, they weren't. Is it that we ended up beating up each other a little bit and playing a weaker division? Sure, you could say all that. Don't poo-poo the fact that you had a 15-win team, a 14. That is not going to be done anytime soon again. And don't poo-poo just because it's fraudulent and all this other stuff. You only have two teams left standing. Detroit getting beat was an upset. Minnesota wasn't. Green Bay wasn't. The Detroit Lions lost 20-some-odd players. And I know you could say, well, they lost. Green Bay lost. Nobody feels sorry. Nobody does. But the reality was, for most of us that watch football, we knew that this defense wasn't class,
right.
Wasn't going to be good enough to win a championship.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You put too much on everybody else, and when you overburden, you push too hard, you fall. Your Conestoga wheel falls off, and you're not going to be able to recover in time to get a new Conestoga wheel put up with all the wood and the lathing. You don't have time to regroup in the playoffs, and you end up sitting on the side of the road hoping somebody pulls up with a better Conestoga that can get you there, and typically you don't, and then you have to go into the shop, and you got to reload next year.
I thought that dysentery line was pretty good.
Say Conestoga, am I right?
Tausch, we're going to play trivia next. Tell us again about Pella Windows and Doors. Talk about having a better Conestoga. Have a better window experience with Pella.
Happy New Year means a lot of rough days ahead for those who suffer from the seasonal affective disorder. And I get it. January's been a very frigid month. Plenty of gray and frigid days. And we just want to be snugly and warm at home. And we don't want all of our energy flying out the window. A Pella can make your home as beautiful on the outside as it is comfortable on the inside. Celebrate the new year with zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But hurry up, you only have until January 31st. So visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply.
All right, Jesse, what's today's category and who do you want?
It is the sports weekend recap, since we didn't have a show yesterday, and there was still, I count the college football playoff last night being part of the weekend. So yeah.
Should be on January 1st, though.
Caller 13. Lucky 13 today.
All right, caller 13, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Place trivia next. Caller 13, 844-770-3776. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Big Pete in G-Town. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. Brent House, how are you guys?
We're great. Super. Is it bitterly cold in G-Town, which I assume means Germantown, correct?
It does mean Germantown. It's not as cold as you in Green Bay. It was minus 11 this morning when I went to work.
This is not fun, but at least the internet's working for now. All right, let's play some trivia. The category is the sports weekend recap. Tausch, are you participating in this or am I handling it?
Yeah, I'll do my share.
All right, then Tausch has question number one.
All right, which Bucks player was named NBA Eastern Conference Player of the
Giannis.
Week for the 25th?
Oh, I like it. How many words did you get into that question? Which Bucks player?
I love it. I would love for someone to just go without listening to any of the choices. And you can interrupt at any time. I think it's a fun way to do it.
All right.
It's a dangerous game to play.
It is.
I pulled it
out. Yes, it is.
All right, here we go. Pete, let's see. I will read the question somewhat slowly for question two, and we will not hold it against you if you guess something that's not even one of the answers. All right, here we go. Question two, Marquette men's basketball was handed its first loss in Big East Conference play this weekend in a 59-57 defeat at home to which opponents? And now that I've gotten to the end of the question, I'll give you the option.
Jumped it there.
Oh. Your choices are Creighton, Xavier, and Butler.
Creighton.
I love your stick-to-itiveness. We tried to help you four times, and I love the fact that you stubbornly kept saying Creighton. I loved it. I mean, pretty sure it was Creighton.
It's Creighton. It's got to be Creighton.
That was awesome. You sure?
Yeah, Creighton.
Are you sure it's Creighton? No, Creighton. Creighton, god darn it.
That was amazing.
That was fun.
Well, that was really I stuck my foot in it.
For the record, it was... For the record, it was Xavier.
I love that.
That was Creighton.
That's the best trivia answer of the new year. All right, which men's basketball team is currently in first place?
Creighton.
In the Big Ten standings. Is it Creighton? No, that's funny. Who's undefeated in the Big Ten? Is it Purdue?
All right, shut up, Pete.
All right, Pete, who's undefeated in the Big Ten? Is it Purdue, Michigan State, or Illinois?
Wow. I'll go with Michigan State.
It's Creighton. But actually, in an upset, Creighton is not. Jesse, this is an old episode of Cheers, But Creighton has not lost a Big Ten game either.
Michigan State is the Creighton of the Big Ten right now, though. They are the top of the standings.
Oh, that was fun.
Thanks for injecting some levity into our game today. You got two out of three right. You got three of the possible four entries into Friday's drawing. We appreciate you playing, buddy. Thanks a lot.
I love you guys.
That was really fun. That was really, really, really fun. By the way, Jesse, I saw this on the show sheet. Did somehow, despite the outstanding clock management that occurred while you guys were eating your Gotham bagels and eating salty, sassy cow ice cream together, with Joe Thomas in as our cousin sub of the day, did you not pull a winner for trivia last week?
We did not. No, I was going to have Joe pull it out of the cheese fry helmet and everything. We did not do that, so we will do that coming up next. Failure on our end. I take full accountability.
Okay. That sounded like somewhat accountability, not full accountability. But
I don't know if Tosh has anything he wants to add to the thing. We might have talked about it, but it's on me.
Talked about what?
Creighton.
We talked about Associated Bank and all the great perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. Yes, Packers checking. Outstanding, right? If you're a Packers fan, there's no better place to be. You get to show your Packers fandom with your Packers debit MasterCard, your Packers checks, and your 10% discount at the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online. But you also get all these other great perks that set Associated Bank apart, like Credit Monitor. You get your free credit score, credit and fraud alerts, and more from anywhere with your free balance checking or choice checking accounts. You get early pay, which as in up to 2 days early with your direct deposit from your employer, and there's no hoops to jump through for it either. There's $50 overdraft grace zone. So there's no fee if you overdraw your checking account by $50 or less. They've got you covered. And, of course, they've got a great app that allows you to do all your banking and find out more about your money and ways that you can make your money grow through their Actionable Insights subscription that you can get, your Money Monitor, all those things and more, all from Associated Bank. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me low. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad when you ignore yourself. So irritating. No, don't want to be my friend.
Thanks again to Big Pete in G-Town. We're playing trivia and interjecting our little fun. Speaking of trivia, Jesse, before you get into Wonelli, did you want to pick last week's winner now?
I sure do. Four contestants from last week. We did not play.
Perfect week.
Our last contestant on Friday during TNT, Tausch and Thomas, Elijah missed, I think, the final question of the week, which prevented us from having a condensed perfect week. So a lot of chips in the cheese fry helmet I have selected. And what do you know? The only person who got one wrong is the winner. Elijah in Poinette. Nice win against the odds. He wins Wilde and Tausch trivia.
I wonder if he knows JJ in Poinette, who had the good text on the Carbless Talk and Text line moments ago. Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Wonelli!
On Wilde and Tausch.
That also means another time that Dan in Brothertown has not been selected as the Wilde and Tausch trivia winner.
That's a real killer.
A lot of bites at the apple without ever bringing home a chip for Dan in Brothertown. So Beck and I had a little getaway weekend up to our cabin up in Crivitz this weekend. I wanted to watch all of the football Saturday and Sunday. She wanted to watch none of the football. there was only one TV in the building. What's the right compromise?
I'm confused,
what happened
though.
To your baby phone magnifier.
Why would you go up north to watch television?
Well, because it's freezing cold. That's part of the reason why. We wanted to just mix it up a little bit. It's a cold, extended weekend. We wanted to get up there and took care of a couple of things. It's a fun place to be. You know, you get to go to the local pub, go to the meat raffle on Saturday afternoon, have the dog. He could run around outside on Saturday. We actually went out for a walk on the lake, around the lake, and he was running around chasing his ball.
On the lake?
Yeah, it was well frozen over. There were some ice fishermen out there. Mo was going around saying hi to everybody. It was a good time. And we had a fun, relaxing time away from home up north over the weekend.
Hmm.
Except for the TV situation with football. Tosh, you said the baby phone, which did make an appearance, but that doesn't answer, like, are you saying 100% baby phone and then Becca picks whatever on the big screen, or what's the compromise here?
I think you pick which day you wanted to watch ball. And then she gets the other day. And then if you want, you small baby phone the rest of it. If that's, I don't know which games you wanted to watch. I don't know what you had planned. But you split days. You take baby phone. Use that thing Joshy D got you. Magnify it up. And I think you should be content with that. That's if you only have one TV. Otherwise, why wouldn't you just go to the bar and go watch it with Up North Joe and the rest of your friends up there?
Well, they weren't up there. It was just us this weekend. A lot of people, like Jason's logic, didn't want to go up north this weekend because it was so cold.
So it goes back to my original question.
The question was not, should we have gone up north this weekend? The question is, how should we have compromised the TV situation with the football games?
But you would agree that this would not have been an issue had you not gone up north.
Correct. Yes, we could have stayed home, and I could have gone in the basement with the big screen TV we have down in that area, and I could have watched the entire allotment of games that I wanted to there, and we could have shared anytime we wanted to. And yes, that could have happened.
Okay.
But we wanted to go up north this weekend.
Okay. Hey, man, you make your decisions. God bless you for them. I just am trying to understand it. I don't have a bougie cabin up north to go to, so I don't have this decision to make. That's all. Good for you with your cabin.
Who taught you bougie?
So Up North Joe stayed at East Troy, though.
Yeah, Up North Joe, I think they bought a minivan this weekend. Good for Up North Joe.
Okay, just trying to understand what's going
on. Much more productive weekend.
Whoa, Nelly!
You guys were no help at all.
Jason, did you give him an answer to his question, or did you just...
In fairness, you hardly did.
What do you mean I hardly did? I gave you exactly what you should have done. What else did you want me to say?
Do you have NFL Plus? Could you have streamed it on another device?
I was able to pull up the games that we didn't have on the big screen on my phone, yes.
Then that's the answer. I just don't understand why you would travel all the way to Krivitz to watch television. That's all I'm saying.
Whoa, Nelly!
It's not all we did all weekend.
Well, what else did you do, Jesse?
We walked around the lake. We went outside. We went over to the bar. We took care of some things around the house. Like, it was a very relaxing, somewhat productive. We played a game that Dennis Semrau bought us for as a Christmas present a couple of years ago.
Canyon?
No, Canyon was up there, though. All right.
Whoa, Nelly!
Last question on the college football playoff, and it's not about is Wisconsin, Texas A&M, or South Carolina, or Tennessee. Has Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman made Notre Dame likable? Scott Van Pelt said that on SportsCenter last night following the end of the game. Tausch, has he done it?
I think last night he did. In general, no, I still would probably say they're not. And by the way, I don't think they should be given this unfair advantage. They get to schedule whoever they want.
Oh, being an
They don't have to play in a Big Ten or an ACC or an SEC championship and still be fine. I'm out on this. They need to join a conference or they shouldn't be invited. Period.
As much as I don't want to do this, I'm with Tausch again. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Can we put this on the plate of all the other things that need to be done to fix college football?
Well, the easy thing would be is college football just makes a consortium and says, you know what? We're not going to give out a big fat contract to Notre Dame. You need to be in the Big Ten, SEC, ACC, whatever you want to do. And you have to be in it with everybody else. What that'd be like, well, I don't even know. There's no correlation to anything else that I could think of. None.
You're right.
You're in a governing body, which I know needs to be governed better. But Notre Dame could schedule whoever they want. If they have one loss, they're going to be in the 12-team playoff. And depending on how they get scheduled in, they're not going to have to go and play on a, you know, in Indy or in Georgia and play a big boy squad in a conference championship setup. Like, you either say, I'm in and I figure this out, or you go off on your own and just nobody goes plays with them. But what are we doing here? This isn't the 80s, man. There's a new game in town, and you don't get to set your own rules. And if you do, blank off. Like, I'm sorry. It's just how it is.
This has been Whoa, Nelly.
Doesn't sound very likable to me.
Yeah,
I think he's done a – listen, he's done a good job. He's obviously a lot more likable than Brian Kelly ever was. And I was rooting for Notre Dame, and I normally don't, even though I love Notre Dame's campus. I love the Grotto. I love a lot of stuff about Notre Dame.
Ooh, the Grotto.
But let's get serious here. You don't get to dictate everything and then take all the money to yourself in a world where money is ruling everything. You don't have to share it with anybody else? That ain't fair. And then you don't have to play in a conference championship? That ain't fair. And you get to dictate. You get to play Northern Illinois, no offense. Even though you get beat, you still get in the playoff? I'm out on that action, man. I'm out.
Once again, I am Team Tausch. But to answer the question, I do think he has made them more likable, yes. I do agree that with that position. I also agree. Last night, got done with basketball practice. Frigid temperatures on our drive home, and yet we made sure we stopped at Quick Trip. Sid wanted a smoothie. I wanted a Long John. We both got what we wanted at our local Quick Trip.
Well, life is busy, as Jason just mentioned, and Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving that fresh hot coffee on a cold day, a tasty bakery treat, or a quick grab-and-go meal, Quick Trip's got it all. Variety and quality, fast service. Free air to make sure your tires are filled up. Make sure you get that free air. Plus, you got ATMs, everything else. Nature's Touch Butter, $2.99 a pack. Varieties of bagels, 99 cents each. And, of course, the chicken. Yesterday, $6.99, a whole roasted chicken. $8.99, fried chicken or tenders. And what I'm going to do today, cold, wintry day, bagel soup bag on special for $6.99. Every Tuesday. You can also get pizzas if you want. $6.99 thin, $9.99 for specialty crust. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. You can order ahead and pick it up curbside. Quick Trip, we will see you next time.
My guy didn't say we'll see you next time. He said, have a good night. I was taken aback. So Sydney said it on our way out the door. Instead, we will be on our way out the door. The show will wrap up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
Did we crown Jordan Love as the next Hall of Fame quarterback early?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That is a fair question to ask.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
And we're going to get into it tomorrow. They are shark-infested waters, old boy.
The old YouTubers?
No. Your topic, Jaden Daniels versus Jordan Love.
Yeah.
That'll be the conversation tomorrow. I'm nervous.
I would describe the YouTube comments as shark-infested waters, just for the record.
Just because they're not nice to you, does it? Maybe if you were nicer to them, they'd be nicer to you. My concern is that it's going to get people really riled up. And I think there's going to be some emotion that will not be reasonable. I think it's going to get ugly. And I think we might be, we were guilty of crowning Jordan Love prematurely. We'll see if Jaden Daniels is playing in a Super Bowl in a couple weeks. Then I can't say that we've crowned him early. I'm really curious how this goes tomorrow.
The pride of LSU, of the SEC.
No, LSU's above where we're at. I do think one of the funny, I just saw this on Twitter before we go, Dan Campbell as the Fresh Prince, you know, at the end of that season when everybody leaves,
he's
in the living room all by himself.
Yeah.
That'll tell you a lot. Detroit, yeah. I think it could be a long offseason for the Detroit Football Lions.
We'll talk about that, and we'll talk Jaden Daniels versus Jordan Love. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today through some of my technical difficulties. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full-show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.